Quirk. Live on DAB Digital Radio, colorful.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
The COVID inquiry. We'll hear from Rishi Sunak today when he's expected to face tough questioning about his Eat Out to Help Out scheme. It's been revealed that during the pandemic, government scientists referred to him as Dr. Death. Meanwhile, Tory MPs will meet today to decide whether or not to back Rishi Sunak's controversial Rwanda legislation in a vote tomorrow. The RSPCA is calling on Ofcom to introduce new rules on the use of live animals in TV shows. It follows this year's series of I'm a Celebrity. Here's David Bowles from the charity.
We've had something like 60,000 complaints over the 4 years. We're over 16,500 this year alone. And I think that shows the depth of feeling from the public that they don't want to see the use of animals on this show.
And government experts are warning that climate change could lead to Asian tiger mosquitoes carrying dengue fever becoming established in England by the middle of this century. From Radio News Hub, I'm Edward Breslin.
Such passion, such flair. The colours bizarre yet evocative. The shapes bold yet somehow fluid. It's a shame the tray table must now be stowed and the colouring book back in Mum's bag. Everyone should feel free to express themselves, even the littlest flyers. That's why at Virgin Atlantic, we give out kids packs on every flight from the UK. Virgin Atlantic, see the world differently.
Coming up, metaphorically speaking.
Getting your flu and COVID jabs is one of the best ways to stay protected this winter. The jabs are free, don't contain any pork products, and will protect you and your family from getting really unwell from flu and COVID as we approach Christmas. There's still time to book both your jabs now. Hurry before it's too late. Visit your local walk-in service, check out the NHS website, or call 119 for free to speak to a translator.
Live on DAB Digital Radio, colorful.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
Once you f*** with me, girl, you can't have another. Put up on the gas, but to press a button.
Pull up on your girl,
and I'ma leave it in, stay right there. Usually I don't say this so soon, you know I'm all in.
Let me jump right in.
Can we put our phones down?
Like me, yeah.
Nobody but you and me.
You and me,
baby.
Like broke life, never know me. Me forever boy, see I'm all about the money. service and I'm all about the money. That I know the president that I'm me. Every time I have a picture of me, I'm all about the money. And the money and about me. The money and about me. Since me boss a fly gun, never see so much hate from my band. Me knock out the heavyweight, now what the referee want fi fight, man. Me wanna people and the media a try bring me back a square one. The fame, the attention, so tired of it, me can't stop ya. I'm all about the money, like broke life never know me. Me forever bossy, I'm all about the money, like say I'm a Negro me. Voluntary service and I'm all about the money, that I know the president that come me. Every dollar have a picture of me, I'm all about the money. And the money and about me, the money and about me. No money, then go by. Nobody yell me, then bother say aye.
All about the money, you know? All about the money, like today or Friday, I'm a father work, you know? All about the money, like my ex-girlfriend. ATM, you know? All about the money, like the picture they all over the money. All about the money, like me, they're a gold digger. Like my pocket, them, you know? All about my wallet. All about the money, you know? Straight. Madness.
Colorful,
Delia
Delo,
colorful radio.
Hello,
baby. Hey, I'm still out doing some
work. Leave your name and your number, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Why do I always forget about your stupid voicemail? Anyway, I'm out shopping still. The weather's really bad. Like, so be careful. Text me or call me when you're on your way.
Let it snow.
Awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue, and I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Christmas list. Yeah, Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. I've been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, there's something I really do need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your ex on the line, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. For that Tiffany, I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me.
Ooh, Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby.
And welcome to Metaphorically Speaking with me, Delia Delore, the podcast where we dissect popular mottos, mantras and metaphors, tracing their origins and finding how they translate to everyday life. Each week we have a special guest who resonates with their chosen expression. Today's guest is Sarah Fitz. She's the daughter of Cecilia Fitz, who is the CEO of Cecilia's Institute of Cosmetology, which is based in St. Lucia. And you may remember her from a few episodes ago. Today, we'll be interviewing her daughter, who will be telling us about a very special project of hers. David McDade, one of our writers on Metaphorically Speaking, has a chat with me about the metaphor too later in the show. So what's the metaphor? Try and find it in what I'm about to say. Children can seem more mature than they really are. They say things differently too when a parent is around and when you're not around as an adult. They'll say it in a different way. And sometimes they behave so adult-like that you forget what their real age is. And I say that because the metaphor that Sarah chose, when the researchers gave it to me, I thought, are you sure that this is Sarah's metaphor and not her mum's? So in today's episode, we'll discuss the meaning of no pain, no gain, an expression now widely used in our daily life. But Has it always been the case? We'll explore what it means to us, why it is so popular amongst both entrepreneurs and bodybuilders, but also what it says about our society. It's hard to trace back the exact origins of the expression no pain, no gain. It was popularized by Jane Fonda in the 1980s with a series of videos about aerobics in which she proclaimed the ethic no pain, no gain.
Welcome to the first walkout. I'm so glad you're with me. We're going to have a good time. Have a chair and a towel close by for when we stretch at the end and some water because it's important to stay hydrated. Are you ready? We're going to start with stretches. Slowly. Ready and up.
But the motto in itself goes way back. We can find it in Benjamin Franklin's work with his essay called The Way to Wealth, published in 1758, 17 years before the War of Independence even started. The book contains the sentence, "There are no gains without pains." But we can even go way further back in time and find it in Ethics of Our Fathers, a compilation of ethical teachings from Jewish tradition, dated from the 2nd century. In this text, we can find the statement, "According to the pain is the gain." But why such an emphasis of mankind on the link between suffering and pleasure? This idea is deeply rooted in many places, even in language. In Spanish and in French, the word for work comes from tripalium, the Latin for torture. In English, the word success derives from succedere, the Latin for succeed. This shows we can find, in various cultures around the world, the idea that even work is painful, sometimes comparable to torture, the success will follow. Apparently, no one hates work more than the French, hence the next song, which can be translated to "I don't want to work."
Ma chambre a la forme d'une cage. Le soleil passe son bras par la fenêtre. Les chasseurs à ma porte comme les petits soldats qui veulent me prendre. Je ne veux pas travailler, je ne veux pas déjeuner, je veux seulement oublier, et puis je...
What makes this expression so great is that it can be intelligible by each and every one of us. More than a historic quote, this can be applied to one's life in various aspects. For example, with Jane Fonda or Benjamin Franklin, this sentence was directed to their readers or viewers. No pain, no gain is a piece of advice. It's a lifestyle. It is a promised reward, a light at the end of a dark tunnel of suffering, painful but required to achieve one's dreams.
Congratulations, you finished your workout. I'm so glad you did it with me. I'm so proud of you. I hope I see you again. I hope you feel good. I'll see you next time. Thanks.
It is an omnipresent theme in our medias, in our arts. There is this fascination since the dawn of time for us to see a hero, a protagonist, overcome a series of obstacles that seem at first insurmountable. For example, we can find this idea in the tale The Labours of Hercules, where the main character overcomes difficulties and affronts enemies. The general idea from this story is to inspire, to present a model of what the human race should be about. No pain, no gain is the promise of better times. It encourages us to face adversity even when all hope seems to be lost. This story is still a classic nowadays because it's timeless. It can be adapted to many different struggles, whether they are racial, social, or personal. This kind of story inspired some of the most important leaders of the last century.
I have a dream. One day, this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hill.
Thank you.
This fascination can still be seen in our modern movies. We could think that after millennia, we would have grown tired of these types of stories, but it's still a widely used pattern. Take some of the biggest movies at the box office, like The Avengers, for example. We find this idea of those heroes who have to fight a bigger opponent, incarcerated by Thanos in this case, when all hope seems lost, when the protagonist seems confronted by an inevitable death, they rise and conquer this evil in order to save Earth.
I am inevitable.
Today, we're glad to talk to Sarah Fitz, daughter of the successful businesswoman Cecilia Fitz, who is based in the Caribbean, in St. Lucia, actually. Here's the new generation. She's speaking. And as we say, out of the mouths of children come grains of truth. Hi, Sarah. How old are you? What do you want to be when you grow up?
I would like to be either a gymnast or a contortionist, or be an Olympian participating in the Olympics.
Tell us about your book, what it's about, and why you wrote it.
First of all, I'll start with how I wrote it. So basically, I was doing this course about with Pixar, and it was saying, like, write about you learned. But then my aunt told me I would have to write something, and I asked her for real, and then she said yes. So basically a week passed, I never wrote it. So then she told me if I didn't write it, I wouldn't come to her house anymore. I was really disappointed because I come there every Friday and Saturday. So I decided to write. It was a little evening kind of night. I wrote it, and I decided that I'd write it about the beach and my friends because I really like the beach and I really like spending time with my friends. So the book's name is Sarah's Adventures, A Day at the Beach. And the book is about instructions on what to pack or what to bring to go to the beach. And also basically a little bit of a story, because it's still a storybook, but it's still giving instructions of what you could pack at the beach. So me and my friends are playing.
At the end of the book, you say, see you next time. Are you thinking about writing another book?
Yes, I'm planning to write another book. I'm also planning maybe I could make different books out of, like, series and stuff. And then, like, when I, like, do a series, I can make, like, a new book of a different series. So I was trying to write a book. I'm kind of trying to make it into a chapter book. So, yeah. But I haven't finished yet. But it probably might be done soon.
I was surprised when you chose the metaphor, no pain, no gain, because it's quite an adult metaphor. Why did you choose that?
I think no pain, no gain means, well, to be honest, I honestly, generally, you use it as a phrase, like, at the gym, something like that, like, work hard, you know, gaining nothing, but I would use it more in a general way, like, for children. Like, imagine that you're coming home from school, but then you're really tired, you've had such a busy day, and then you have a bunch of homework to do, you know? But sometimes things like those could be really painful, and, you know, but sometimes it's really hard to understand. But mostly also, some of the time, generally, you could do something, you're trying to do something, but you need to do it to get your reward or have it done.
Are there times you feel that you don't care about what the outcome could be?
Well, depends, because some of my subjects I really don't like. It depends in the subject and what we're doing. Like, I remember one time I was in school and we were doing this kind of math thing. I was like, why is this so hard? Everyone was stressing. Everyone was like, my head hurts. I'm like, okay. And, like, sometimes with social studies, like, we're studying about First Nations and things, it's really hard and stuff because, like, a week later we have social studies again, but you don't remember anything that we learned last week, so it's really hard to remember, and sometimes I just, meh. So, yeah.
Since you're aware of the pitfalls of no pain, no gain, do you think it's worth it? The pain, that is.
Yeah, I think so, because sometimes, like, people just say life is unfair. So.
That's a good comment. A lot of people know this, but they just don't do the work. How do you feel when you don't feel like doing something that you've been asked to do? So sometimes your mom, you know, she means well. She'll ask you to do something and you think, what's in it for me? I don't think it's worth it. And sometimes things happen at school and you think, what am I gaining out of all of this? Has that ever happened to you?
It depends what the situation is. If it's like yesterday, I brought home a stack of papers that we did not too long ago. Some of it wasn't finished because my teacher said, okay, let's move on. We're not doing this anymore. And then she's like, you know what? When you have some free time, I want you to do it. I was like, why? Just why?
Thank you, Sarah. I wish you well with your book. And please tell us when your second book is available. Thank you so much, Sarah, for coming onto the show today. How refreshing it was to speak to you. In order to introduce an exclusive behind-the-scenes point of view, we have David, who is a writer, on the show. I hope that you will enjoy this exchange between myself and him. And I have to say, I was surprised by his responses, but it was so refreshing. But then you'll see why the show is the way it is. When we have writers like David behind us, we can't go wrong. David, we don't always get the opportunity to say what we really mean because you're researching and writing the script and I'm asking questions to the guest. So I think this is a really opportune moment for us both that we can really say what we feel and what's on our mind and think about the metaphors. So this week's metaphor is no pain, no gain. Well, we say no pain, no gain, but there are different variations, aren't there? There's no pain without, no gain without pain. Which one are you more familiar with?
I've heard no pain, no gain quite a lot. For me, you can extend it into there's no success, there's no gain unless there's pain, or there's no success without failure. But I think that's extending it a little bit too far. It almost sounds like the title for a book about sadomasochism, doesn't it, really? I've always loved that joke about a sadist and a masochist who met, and the masochist said, beat me, and the sadist said, no. I always thought it was very funny. I think it's a mistake to go too far with any metaphor or any slogan, and to say that there's no success without pain, right, there's no success without failure, or no gain without pain, it seems like it's pushing it too far. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, that's very interesting because I haven't looked at it in any of those ways you've just described. I definitely don't think about it in any form of sexual orientation, but I can see why some people would. I can. That's the way of the world for some people. And at the same time, I'm not truly relating with you talking about not having some kind of pain to gain something. I think maybe it's the definition of pain, because when we think of pain, we think of something physically hurting, as opposed to emotionally hurting, although, yes, we do see them as both. But I think the first reaction is a physical pain.
Yeah.
In this context, it's not talking about the physical pain, is it? It's talking about the emotional. I think it's said to people to try and encourage them to do something that perhaps they don't want to do. And then again, right, it could be to encourage someone to do something that they do want to do, but they're lacking the enthusiasm to do it.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah. So, like, you need to push yourself beyond your comfortable limits.
Yeah, I was thinking about the first time that it really meant something to me. And I had to go way back into my childhood. And it was my father did it to me because I absolutely hated washing dishes. And there were four of us in the family. So we had our chores to do and it was on rotation. And I absolutely hated doing it. And sometimes I would swap because I liked ironing for some unknown reason, but I hated washing dishes. And he kept saying to me, you can't keep swapping your chores. You need to wash the dishes because if you don't wash the dishes, when you get older, you won't wash them properly. And then if you live with someone and you wash the dishes and they won't be cleaned properly and you won't know how to scrub it properly so it shines. And he was going on and on about it. And he kept saying that and I kept ignoring him. Then it became Christmas and I wanted a guitar for Christmas. And he said to me, if you don't do those dishes, forget the guitar. I was washing dishes, getting the, what was it called, squeezy, I think it was called at the time, the fairy liquid.
Yeah,
and,
squeezy.
Do you remember squeezy?
Yeah, we had squeezy where I was growing up. It's like children being told they have to eat their Brussels sprouts or they won't grow up big and strong. And it's that sort of thing, isn't it, really? But it comes straight out of the idea of physical. It does come out of physical pain in that it's physical training. That's where the metaphor comes from, I'm convinced. And if you want to build muscle or you want to build strength in your body, then you have to, and the scientific world has really only just proven this, that you have to hurt your muscles so that they will start rebuilding bigger and stronger. It's always been a trope in the physical training world that there's no, if you're not hurting, then you're not doing yourself any good. And finally, it's been proven true, you know. I guess that's where it comes from. And then the emotional pain of it. I'm not sure I agree with that, really, that you have to go through. I guess if you go through bad times and you come out the other side, then it's strengthening. But I don't think you have to in order to do things in life, really.
I'm still thinking about how I can create an example of what you just said. It's not coming to me yet. But when I think about it in relationships, I think it's actually a good metaphor to tell someone who's going through a failed relationship or who's going through a relationship that they don't want to be in, especially when it comes to women. I'm sorry, women, but I'm going to say this. A lot of the time, women more than men, I think, are in relationships that they don't want to be in. And they remain. For whatever reasons, they keep on staying. And it's painful. They're there, and it's painful. And if you don't remove yourself from that situation, you're continually getting pain. So there's nothing to gain from that because you're just there. And then the partner is the one who eventually leaves. So when the partner leaves, they are faced with the pain that the partner has left. But really, in the long run, they will see it as a gain. That person, they may see some relief after a while. The first thing will be, how dare they? How can they leave me? Because it's more about the way that you feel that someone's left you. Instead of saying, well, they've done me a favor. I wanted to do this anyway. They don't see it. They see it as, what's the word I'm looking for? When someone refuses you, and it's a simple word, not abandonment, and someone is just rejection.
Yeah.
That is a way in a relationship where you're gaining something from something painful.
It's not the rejection that makes you gain that. It's getting past the rejection is what the gain is. No? Nothing?
Yes. Especially if you wanted to leave anyway, ultimately. You know, it's just, there's all these stages of rejection, like stages of grief and all that. First of all, you get angry. Then, you start to reconcile feelings. And it's a procedure, isn't it? So I think ultimately that would do that. And also, if we look at the more positive thing side of it, love. If you trying to get someone's affection and you're trying to gain their love and their respect and so on and so forth, in a way, it shouldn't be painful doing that. But if you are someone who's learned from your past, it can be painful. So, example, I'm saying all these things, and I hope that people can listen. But sometimes when you hear something, it's as if you need to have someone in front of you so that they can see your face and they can understand where you're coming from. And I know what I'm saying, it's like it's all over the place. If you listen carefully, maybe you'll see it the way that I see it, because I feel that sometimes when we have left a bad relationship and we've entered into a good one, we bring in some of those old habits. And when we bring in some of those old habits, it's actually going to chase that new person away. But because we know we have those old habits and we're trying to stop them, we have to keep telling ourselves, don't do it, don't say it, don't behave that way, don't automatically feel that you can't trust them, don't search their pocket, don't look at their that phone. You're trying to change those bad habits, and that's painful. But you have to go through that pain so you can get what you want, which is that person's love and respect.
Yeah,
you're looking at me like, I don't know about that.
Well, I kind of know. I think someone's love and respect has to be given by them. It's not something that you can gain by a process that you go through.
But you gain trust, don't you? When you're with someone, whether it's a relationship, a loving relationship or not, a working relationship, any kind of relationship, when you gain something, you have to build trust, right? So gaining it?
Yeah. But if you're, well, of course you have to prove that you're trustworthy, but the trust comes from the other direction. I don't think you can ever prove that you're trustworthy or elicit trust from anyone else. They have to make that decision for themselves. So we're kind of getting off the subject of pain and gain, are we? I don't know.
But you see, that's what this metaphor does. This metaphor, I think, it's not just one of those that you just say it. It's just so many things can come out of when someone says it. It makes you think deeply.
Let me go to the, because every proverb has its opposite, doesn't it? So it occurred to me that you think of the opposite of this thing, this thought that there's no gain without pain or no pain, no gain. One that occurred to me that's very common is all you need is love. It's very popular motto, and it means the exact opposite of no pain, no gain. So we can hold those two completely different ideas in our heads at the same time, and they're equally relevant. Whatever situation you find yourself in is when you'll decide which one is appropriate. If it hurts, don't do it, is a good piece of advice. I was given that by a doctor last years ago. If it hurts, just stop doing it. And what about hold on to your dreams and you can achieve anything? There's no mention of pain in there. That's, you know, these are whole different ideas. Proverbs, if you will, modern day proverbs, perhaps. And no pain, no gain is, it's a good start for a conversation, you're right. I think you can always take things too far and you can always not take them far enough, I guess, in terms of these things. Pain, no gain. What about grasp the nettle? That's quite similar as well. You can.
Yes. From what you've said, all you need is love. And yeah, we could go away from this, so I don't. But I just want to say that, or ask you actually, because your responses are just different to mine, but I see where you're coming from. So just very quickly, could you tell me if you believe that love didn't hurt?
Love confuses, I think. And yeah, the thing they say, love hurts, don't they? I think it probably does. It challenges your ego, doesn't it? But that's a kind of a pleasant pain, isn't it?
Yeah. And then, you know what that brings me to think of? The other metaphor. Better to have loved than lost than never to have loved at all.
Yeah, never been sure.
Yeah. I'm not sure about that one. I actually sometimes think I wish I didn't have emotions. I think, you know, then I won't even know. I won't have a conscience. I know it might make me a bad person, but it's just so hurtful, I think, when you love, when you're, it's just hurtful as a parent, as a partner. I mean, it's joyous, but when it hurts, it can really hurt.
Yeah, that takes us into the whole realm of right back to ancient Greeks and biblical times, and we only have one word for it, and we generally, when we're talking about it, we mean romantic love, or sexual love, and only one of them really hurts, and that's the love of emotional attachment, and that's the one that hurts, I guess. But all the others fall in much more easily into what you just said about love.
And you know what? I do think that it can go around the circle, even if it's going in the opposite direction, but I still feel that it can be part of the no pain, no gain, or no gain, no pain, when you think of life and love. So David, thank you so much for having this conversation with me. I know that it has really made me dissect it and think about it in a totally different way.
Yeah,
thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks again to David McDade, writer on our team. And I was really surprised at his responses. But you know what? It gives you a window as to why our show is the way that it is. When we have great writers like that with that mindset, we can't go wrong. Now let's go back to No Pain, No Gain and continue our journey. One of the reasons No Pain, No Gain is still so popular today is because it represents our society. This expression could be the motto of the capitalist system that we live in. That is to say, a system that theoretically rewards those who work the most, leaving behind those deemed not worthy. That's where we start seeing the dark side of the No Pain, No Gain expression. It encourages entrepreneurship as well as going beyond your limits, but it also makes pain seem an elementary part of success. Those who suffer the most will be rewarded, when those who live happily won't. But life doesn't have to be that way. This misconception of what the road to success should be can lead to anxiety and even unnecessary physical pain, for example, when exercising.
Well, we don't. You don't need soreness for growth, strength, or fat loss. Our soreness is commonly thought to be from lactic acid, but it's primarily from muscle damage, which often occurs during the eccentric portion of an exercise. Furthermore, it appears this muscle damage is not needed for hypertrophy, as in our muscles can grow.
Let's talk about it in this way. Choose a job you love, and you'll never have to work a day in your life. Think about that. Even if its origins are still subject to debate, this well-known expression is widely attributed to Confucius, a Chinese philosopher who lived around the 5th century before our era. This shows that even at that time, when life was harder in many ways, people could still live a happy life when they pursued a vocation, a job they loved, whatever it was. From this example, we can see that in harder times, humans were looking for painless times, and in peaceful times, people want to be challenged. But that's where the vicious spiral starts. If you look at the world around us, yes, it took a lot of effort, a lot of time, a lot of suffering to reach the level of comfort we have nowadays. However, every single drop of blood, every single drop of sweat was dripped for the future generations to have a better life. We tend to glorify a past we've never known. The old generation were more hardworking, braver than us, and maybe they were. But they were because it was their only choice. They fought so we could have the opportunity to live a decent life, where pain wouldn't be an elementary factor of our success.
In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed. Don't worry. Be happy.
Of course, it is never easy to reach your dreams, and you should work your way towards them. It's all about motivation and giving yourself the means to success, to become the person you want to be. But there is no need to run after the pain. It is not because you are having a good time that you are doing it the wrong way. Sometimes a steady, peaceful evolution and constant work can lead to your dreams, not an intense struggle. No pain, no gain is a saying that has always been with us, and that in the past, humans have used a way to overcome obstacles, to survive, to surpass themselves. However, we must now learn that pain doesn't have to be an obligatory part of the success.
Now, let me tell you, if someone told me that something is impossible, I will go out and do it. That's just the way I always was. I was told to my face, you're nothing but a giant muscle. You can't act. You have no future. You have an accent that is laughable. Ignore the naysayers. Work like hell. Trust yourself. Break some rules. Don't be afraid to fail. I've made a fortune in several careers, and I've been very successful in several careers by believing in myself. Let me tell you, you're going to find the naysayers at every turn that you make. Don't listen. Just visualize your goal, know exactly where you want to go. Trust yourself. Get out there and work like hell. And break some of the rules and never, ever be afraid of failure. I couldn't have gone to one lifting event in my life if I would have been afraid of failure. Because of course there's a chance that you can fail. When you lift the weight, I tried 10 times to lift bench press 500 pounds. And I failed. But the 11th time I did it. So never give up and never be afraid of failure, because otherwise you box yourself in and you limit yourself. You all should go and be hungry for success. You should be hungry to make your mark, and you should be hungry to be seen and to be heard and to have an effect out there. You have to think outside the box. That's what I believe, after all. What is the point of being on this earth if all you want to do is be liked by everyone and avoid the trouble? The only way that I ever got any place was to break.
In a world where we choose to become who we want to be, what we want to do, we don't deserve to suffer or to go through the pain our ancestors have been through in order to be happy. It is a time for you to love yourself and to love yourself. Thank you for listening to this episode of Metaphorically Speaking. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope that you learned something new. I know that I did. Before I go, let me share something with you. There was an old lady sitting under a tree. She called me over and said to me, "My days left here may not be long. I wouldn't waste my time telling you nothing wrong. But love is a flower that needs the sun and the rain. A little bit of pleasure's worth a whole lot of pain. If you learn this secret, how to forgive, a longer and better life you live." Did you recognize the words of Betty Wright in 1988? If you didn't, it's coming up soon.
My baby and I are back together again. Loving is better than it's ever been. If it weren't for the trials we've been through, I'd never have the courage to come back to you. We're all entitled to make a mistake. We got to prepare for some heartbreak. I was earning my man while I was learning my man. Something you young girls might not understand. No pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no gain,
no gain,
no. No pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no gain,
no gain.
There was an old lady sitting under a tree. She called me over and she said to me, "My days left here may not be long. I wouldn't waste my time telling you nothing wrong. But love is a flower that needs the sun and the rain. A little bit of pleasure's worth a whole lot of pain. If you learn this secret, how to forgive, a longer and a better life you'll live. No pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no gain,
no gain.
No pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no gain.
No gain.
Anything worth having at all is worth working for and waiting for. Some of my closest friends have thought they had their thing on a string just because their man was bringing them flowers and candy and all kinds of gifts. Mm-mm, honey, some gifts are just to make him feel better while he's on his guilt trip about the night before. You know what I mean. Especially when you know you haven't been doing the things you should do. Think about it. What is the man trying to tell you? Sometimes flowers mean maybe we should just be friends. Do you get my drift? Hang if you can hang. No pain, no gain.
In order to get something, you gotta give something. In order to be something, you gotta go through something.
Be a cook in the kitchen, a lady in the street. You can't show your teeth to every guy you meet. It's alright to be a little sweet, but be a mama with the kids and you know what in the sheets. No pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no gain.
No pain.
Oh, no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no gain,
no gain.
See, you can't give up, cause times get hard. It's just that old.
No pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no
We'd love you to share the show with your friends, and please feel free to leave a review on colourful.com or on our podcast, Metaphorically Speaking, which is on Apple, Spotify and all major streaming platforms. And don't forget, we also like you to suggest metaphors for us. So if there is a metaphor that's in your mind and you think, oh, I wonder how that came to be, please reach us at info@metaphorically speaking.uk, and also go on to our social media platforms on Facebook and Instagram. You can contact us there. Please join us for another metaphor next week. Until then, I'm Delia Delore. Keep safe. Bye for now.
Colourful Radio.
Oh, honey, it's your moment.